From the supplement to the supplement that's called Maimer Al Panimiyah Satira to the supplement to Eres Satira, we're going to finish now, as Hashem. In ICU test, and then next week we'll return to the Sefer. At the end here of the Maimer, we're hearing a desperate plea from Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, to the Talmidei Chachamim, Befrat, the Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, who are living, Sof Kol Sof, he says, in the place of Nevuah, in the place of Or, of Light, and Nevuah, who have a responsibility, to respond to what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was screaming about at his time, to his chavraya, to the tzaddikim, to his talmidim, that it's an eis lasis l'Hashem, that we have to do something that we've never done before, that was always kept very, very quiet, very hidden. We have to begin to be megala, sisrei pnimius haTorah, the deeper teachings and secrets of Torah. Ki armin ze'irin, he said. Life is short. And Mordechai v'dochik, we learned last time. And the other side, the Sitra Achra, the other side is not getting easier on us. And the darkness that's covering the earth and our lives can only be illuminated with the light of Pnimius HaTorah. And Rav Kook says that our problem is that he said, Yoisi midai ketanenu be'einenu. We're too small in our own eyes. We think that we're not kedai and we're not on a madrega to enter into the paradise, to enter into the orchard of Pnimius HaTorah, to begin to teach this to Klal Yisrael. And he said, Hayitachin, could it be that the whole world is on fire? The whole world is on fire with concepts, with ideas, with ideas and ideologies that never ever were expressed in the past, and that only the Am Hashem, only the Am Hashem should remain asleep in the midst of all of this. Especially now that he says that it's the beginning, we see the Knesset Yisrael is beginning to return to Eretz Yisrael and coming back to life. The Tchia has started. So the Ikra Tchia depends on the Or of Torah's Emes HaShebefiyah V'Lovav, the light of the inner Torah, Pnimius HaTorah. So we're on the last page 329. So if you test the middle of the page, Meroiv Anova. Let's try to finish the mind. You have the place? Yeah. Meroiv Anova, because of excessive humility. Now everybody knows that the Sfarim talk a lot about Anova Psula. There's an Anova humility in its holy form is the Sherish of all good midas is the most important thing. Another of Kedusha. But then you have another psula. An another that destroys. A humility that paralyzes. A humility that doesn't permit the person to move on to higher madregas because he's convinced that he's not kedai, he's not roi, it's not for him, he's not able to. It's for earlier dairis, it's for later dairis, it's for other people in the dair, and so on. So Meroiv Anova, because of this excessive and inappropriate humility, Shiflus Yisera, and an overall state of Shiflus, Shiflus already, and this again here takes on a negative connotation. Ma'od ma'od have shval ruach, to be exceedingly humble. Shval ruach is a very, very great mida. But there's a shiflus that already makes a person into a kleine kapela, you know, a small-minded person. There's a shiflus that comes with being for years and years in a small place and no longer believing in the godless of the neshama and the godless of Am Yisrael. May Rav another shiflus yisera sh'amum v'yitzavan ruach. What does it mean, sh'amim, sh'amum? It means boredom. Not being motivated. You know, if anybody's ever been at a job, that the job is just like, the job is doesn't require really any great haskalas. The person's already been there, let's say, for years and years and years, and stam. It's a parnasa, but there's nothing exciting about it. Huh?
The post office.
The post office. Anybody that's ever been in that predicament of being in a job, and you know, you just do the same thing over and over again, and you become bored. So there are people for whom the Yiddishkeit is boring. Yiddishkeit has become boring. Parshas Yisro Tavshin Ayin Gimel is a repeat of Parshas Yisro Tavshin Ayin Beis. I already saw Yisro last year. I saw Yisro the year before. I already put on film yesterday. I put on film today. So there's a shiamum. There's an overall avira. There's an overall atmosphere of boredom. People are bored. They're not excited about the Yiddishkeit. They're bored. Yiddishkeit has become a matter of routine. V'yitzavan ruach. Boredom is usually accompanied by sadness. They usually go together. That itself is a whole shiur on that inyan of boredom and sadness. But those are usually good friends, those two. A person who's bored is usually depressed. Depression is strong, but he's not in a matzav of simcha. He's not excited. He's not motivated. So me very vanov is shiflus yisayv shiemum v'itzavan ruach nafalnu be'inei atzmeinu. We have fallen in our own eyes. Afilu beharachteinu hamusaris. Even in our madrega of musar, meaning of plain simple. Yerushalayim, as he talks about. Yoidim anu sheyesh shnei mina yira. We all know that there are two basic types of yira. This is a big inyan in the Mesillas Yesharim, but it goes back to Chazal. Yira sa'inish, there's fear of punishment. The most basic fear, which of course is essential to anybody's most basic avodas Hashem is yiras ha'einish, to be afraid of the consequences of chait, that there's punishment. So that's one type of yira. Yiras ha'einish ha'ktana v'abchusa, which is ktana and pchusa, small, which is small and low level, pchusa. Yiras ha'einish ha'ktana v'abchusa. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks very negatively about the disgusting, miserable strap that a father has to hold to threaten a kid. If you have to hold a belt up to a child, it's a very, very, very bad situation. To live a life where your whole Yiddishkeit is based upon Yiras Ha'ainish, fear of punishment, that's only, he says, that's really this type to live with the influence of Yiras Ha'ainish, kid, that's only for people like Ketanei Deah, Kleine Kapelach, small-minded people that live in katness and tininess. And the only thing that can get them to behave is the strap. It's Ketanei Deah. La'amei ha'aretz, fa'amei ha'aretz, v'gasei ha'musav ha'aseichel, people are very coarse in their understanding of what's right and wrong and what's good and bad and so on. So these are people whose entire Yiddishkeit depends on the patch, the fear of the patch, getting the patch. That's one madrega of Yiras Ha'ainish. Of course, the second madrega is V'Yiras HaKovid V'HaRoimimus. Yiras HaKovid V'HaRoimimus, that great madrega of Yira that comes from an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch whose greatness is exaltedness, a feeling of awe. HaRu'uya L'Chach Me'Lei V'Anshe Me'Lo, that is becoming of Chachmei Lev, the Anshe Meilev, people of wise hearts, people who are Anshe Meile, Bali Madregas. Anoshim She'or HaYoyisha Eloki V'Hashpoz Oyres Shel HaNimus Anoshi. These are people with the light, the Or HaYoyisha Eloki, that straight light of Hashem. And Hashpoz Oyres Shel HaNimus Anoshi, and also the Hashpoz of the beautiful light of basic human manners. Basic human manners. I was on the phone yesterday, somebody called me, I was talking about a bacher, that the daughter went out with this bacher. I don't know, she said it was a bacher from the Kehila, she didn't tell me the name, but she was upset. She said that her daughter said that the bacher was watching, I don't know, somebody there, then they came, or somebody's carrying a suitcase or something, and the bacher didn't even offer to go and to help move the suitcase. Didn't offer to help to pick up the suitcase. Which I see nowadays, like when we go to the mountains. So I could be going there with my wife, and it's like the Yetzias Mitzrayim we're carrying, you know what I'm saying? Different things, and trying to go from the parking lot to go to the bungalow. And there could be 20 bachim that are playing ball. Okay, so I'm not a zaken muflug. I'm not crawling on my knees, and I'm able to do it, and I'm not complaining. It's okay. That's not the kasha. I'm okay to do it. Like, what's going on with these guys? And like, you know, they throw the ball, and I have to duck, and the guy runs around me, and nobody says, hey, you know, my wife has got stuff like this and stuff like that, and garnish. This, I shouldn't say this. There's always one bacher. But then it's amazing. So he'll run over to grab something. The other bacherim don't. You'd think that the other bacherim would be embarrassed. Taka. No. There's a certain... These parents said that they don't want to... The daughter shouldn't go out with such a guy. He didn't even move the suitcase. Like, I don't know who it is. But if I knew who it is, I would give him a parch. If he wants to get married, then the parents are right. I don't know what was going on. Somebody that was trying to schlep something, and the bar is standing like a Eli Mochel doesn't help. There's a certain there comes with a certain the smallness that smallness can bring a person to a place of such pettiness and such emptiness that a bechlal doesn't even see the or of nimus ha'enoshi. Nimus means acceptable, common human manner and behavior. Just manners. That if they had to give a course now to Yeshiva Bacham, to Chaz over 1,000 times, don't forget to open the door, don't forget to open the door, don't forget to say thank you, don't forget to say thank you, don't forget to say thank you. A special course. They have to take a special course in human decency to say thank you. If you have to worry that your kids are going someplace to Shabbos and you have to write all kinds of tzetlach and put sticky notes all over them to say, offer to help the lady, make sure to offer in the kitchen to help and carry the plates. how many people are complaining that the mother is doing this, and you have a daughter-in-law that's zit starting. The Esther Hamalka. It's unbelievable. Uba Hagia Tar Esther Rasavicha. As he sits, she's sitting there, a daughter-in-law. Not the first Shabbos, because the mother was screaming at her, don't forget, gedenk, gedenk. But then once she's already in, you know, you have these people tell me the daughter-in-law could sit like that. Nothing. She's a guest. She can't take something to put away, to go and to offer, to help them. Nothing. I'm not talking about a bacher chas v'shalom that the little prince should have to do something. The bacher or the younger man, oh, he learns Torah all week. It's not becoming that he should touch the gefilte fish. But what about the daughter-in-law? Also, she's a guest. There's certain nimusim. They're basic manners that never had to be taught. We didn't have a thing like to go to polishing school, you know? There was a basic thing that your person's nice. Don't forget to open the door. Don't forget to open the door. You're going out of the grill, you have to say thank you. Don't forget. Smile. Try to smile. Smile. They put on their little thing. Goes off every 10 minutes. Goes ding, ding, ding. They look at it. Smile. It says smile. Open the door, but it goes off. Open the door, but there's no door because there's no door right now. So you might forget between the next message of opening the door. When there's a door, there's no door right now. I mean, these parents are right. I said, you're 100% right. I don't know who the kid is, but you're 100% right. Wouldn't touch the suitcase. He says, I said, you shouldn't take it for your daughter. Right, that sounds very harsh. I said, you're right. That's a very, very big reflection on character. So you could say, I didn't notice. Why didn't you notice? It was right in front of your eyes. There's a certain aura of nimusa enoshi that when you become so small and so crushed by things like poverty and, you know, whatever the limud zchus is, golus and poverty and everything else, that the most basic manners that a person doesn't have is being a nice person. We were out of town a couple of weeks ago. Every single person, I was getting like embarrassed. The friendliness of these, I'm talking about going over there, like every single person is like some lady walking across there, and there's some lady, you know, wheeling over some towels or something like this. Good morning, Rabbi. How are you? Right, like wow. We're here, yeah. You know, in New York, if someone will answer your good Shabbos, it's already you feel grateful. Such a friendliness, people. It's the truest of them to talk with a certain nimus, a certain pleasantness, and a certain friendliness. So even that, Rav Kook says. He says, when people, you have people that they have this or hayoish eloki, v'hashpas oyrishol hanimusa enoshi. There's hashpa of the light of what? Of human decency. Of being a person about derech eretz, with good manners. Or ha-Tayra, the light of Tayra. O barak ha-Musar, heyus machshachay sechlam, the light of Tayra and the, like the lightning, or the flesh of Musar, of decent ethical behavior, has illuminated the darkness of their minds. So beautiful, the Lashon. Or ha-Tayra, o barak ha-Musar, heyus machshachay sechlam ulevavim, has illuminated the darkness of their minds and hearts, ad shehem chafetzim b'tzedek v'yosher, till they have such a strong feeling for and a desire for tzedek and yosher, for tzedek v'yosher, what's right and what's good. The midas tayves. Upulois naos, beautiful midas, and upulois naos. All of this is connected to thinking in a big way. Not to be small in our own eyes. A person who's a chosh of a person in his own eyes carries himself in a way of chashivas. Doesn't carry himself like some kind of a peasant, a poyer. He carries himself in a way of chashivas, in a dignified way, with proper manners and with warmth and with friendliness and so on. It comes from a godless of hamaychen, of how a person thinks. Doesn't mean to say that all big thinkers are in that parasha, obviously, because there are plenty of big thinkers that they're completely self-absorbed, think of anybody else and doing anything for anyone. But Rav Kook is talking about this shleimus. Again, they don't have to read the manual on manners. They don't have to read the manual of how not to grab, you know, food. When they bring the food out in yeshiva, you have to, you know, that it's called alam gvar, you know, it's dangerous. A Jew who lives doing every single thing that he does l'shem Hashem and is with Hashem in mind and the right way. People who are like this. You can't inspire these people. You can't uplift these people with Yiras HaOynish. These are chashuva people. These are refined people. You're talking to them about a patch. If you don't, I'm gonna do this. If you don't, I'm gonna do that. It doesn't speak to them. That's silly to them. These people need Yira, the type of Yira Ma'aneges Umira that brings Ma'aneges Oynig, delight. And illuminates, that delights and illuminates. A year hamachamemes umarhiva slave that warms and brings excitement to the heart. Yiras haroimus shehi benigud rishonet tzricha drisha v'limud tadiri. Now to come to us, so how do you get this yiras haroimus? What is this yiras haroimus? He says, for that, to understand, to reach a madrega of yiras haroimus, what it is, for that a person, unlike the first Madrig, Yiras HaOynish, everybody knows what it means, a patch. Everybody knows what it means to get beaten. But as far as Yiras HaRoimus, it means if you to be in awe of Hashem, for that you have to get to know Him. You have to get to know Him. Tzvicha Drisha V'Limud Tadiri, for that one has to seek that out. And one has to constantly be learning on a deeper level to understand. The impression that you get by looking at certain things in certain Sfarim is that God is just some angry, bitter power that beats and that hits and that threatens and intimidates. And you could hear shmuzen that sound that present God in such a way. For small-minded people, for people who are small-minded and who are coarse and unrefined and so on, that works for them. In many ways, that works for them. If you don't do this, you can get beaten up. You get beaten. So all the ones who are speaking about Gehenim, 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 you have the Magidim and the Bali Musar, and this is especially by the Sfardish, is a very, very, very popular pastime. Threaten and to frighten and to intimidate and use all kinds of things, and then in public to humiliate people to the point that they. You know, somebody showed me from to take off their earrings and throw them into the thing and say Shema Yisrael Shema Kinesh Shema Chan after hearing 2 hours of that Gehenna. So then you say, why are you talking to Jews that way? The Torah says, what do you mean it works? The guy became from. He got rid of his earrings and then 15 minutes later he started putting on film. That became effective in a culture. It grew in a culture, in a non-Jewish culture, of fear and intimidation. If you grew up in a place where if they don't like how you talk, they cut your tongue out, or they cut your fingers off if you steal, you feel a heimishkeit when you hear the word einish, punishment and intimidation and fear, and gehenim and gehenim and gehenim. It appeals to you. It's part of the upbringing. It's part of a culture. of intimidation and of fear, together with the misfortune of, in the later years of Golus, the much darkness in terms of, in certain places, when it comes to Limud HaTorah and to even secular education. So all of that, that entire mix, makes for Yiras Einish, fear of punishment, as the most effective way of reaching people, to frighten and to intimidate. There was no lack of that in Ashkenazic countries also during the Middle Ages and even past the Middle Ages. It was more prevalent till this day by the Sfaradish. Well, they continue. If you hear a lot of their drushes, they continue to talk that way, the Sfarad, like from the Al Tahaim. And they swear that they see results. See? Started keeping Shabbos. Wasn't keeping Shabbos. I told him he's going to burn for 2,000 yovels, and I opened up and I showed him in the Sefer, and there he goes. He keeps Shabbos. But nowadays, for most Ashkenazim, is not going to work. And this Yiras HaOynish, is not speaking to the greater part of who a Jew is. It's not speaking to the godless of a Jew. It's necessary, basic Yiras HaOynish, because there are days where you don't feel any remorse at all, and you have to behave. Is that the tachlis? That Kosh Baruch Hu wants to have a nation of people who are cowering in a corner? For this, to reach Yiras HaOynish, that requires Drisha V'Limud Tadiri. Drisha V'Limud Tadiri. Lav Davka Mitoich Rash V'Estaros. Rav Kook says, I'm not talking Davka, that this has to happen with a big tumult and a big commotion. I'm not talking about giving courses on mysticism and talking about Kabbalah in public and so on. Mashpoif and Toiv Yoitzel Afami Mi'atzma Mitoich Oitzim Rigshe HaNefesh. This doesn't have to take place with whole Raj. He says, Mashabaifan Toiv Yoitzel Afami Mi'atzma Mitoich Oitzim Rigshe HaNefesh. Sometimes anyway comes out a strong Rash just from the feelings, the emotions of the soul. Hamas Gabram Va'olim L'Toiv L'Kedusha, that are rising up more in Kedusha. There is some need for something bigger that sometimes comes out in a way that's with a rash. But kimitoch kairas ruach v'achavas das. Rav Kook says, I'm not talking about any kind of a commotion. I'm talking, he says, that we need to begin mitoch kairas ruach v'achavas das mitzat chunas gvur v'simcha ne'imim yushevas, with yeshiva das, with simcha, in a quiet and thorough way to begin to teach Kuzri and Maharal and Pnimius HaTaira to lift up the generation, to teach the Agadas of Taira, to teach Pnimius HaTaira. I'm not talking about blowing people away with all kinds of unbelievable. It has to be done with Kairos Ruach, HaChavis Das, to expand people's minds. The minds over the years shrink. When you don't exercise it, it shrivels up. It shrinks. And you could be exercising the mind when it comes to work or when it comes to something else in school, but in terms of ruchnis, it's not. It's small. The ikkar is to be machiv, to expand our minds. And that takes place davke mitzad tchunas gevur v'simcha ni'imam yushavas. Not a rash, not a big rash. Mitach ahava v'sholom pnimi usvivi. Mitach ahava and sholom pnimi Svivi, Pnimi, meaning within myself and all that surrounds me in a way that's quiet and gentle and deep and real. The other side of the page. Umasinu. So what have we done instead of all of this? What have we done? Hechzaknu esatzmeinu. Gam im kol ha-toiv shehinchalnu bar Hashem, im kol ha-ashpa ha-toiv ha-kedusha shel Eretz Chemda, with all of the good that we were zoichet to have by coming here to Eretz Yisrael, and all the good hashpas of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and so on, shel ziva u'chvayda, the great radiance and covet of Eretz Yisrael, kedusha also, the tifarta, and the kedusha, and the splendor of Eretz Yisrael, what do we do? With all of this that Hashem has showered upon us by allowing us to come back, with all of this that we've returned from Galus, we understand that in Galus we were shrinking in Galus. We were shrinking. Poverty, the tsaris that we had in Galus, and the anti-Semitism, and so on and so forth, it shrinks a person. You know, it's hard to be a big person when you got Cossacks all over you. So here, Rav Kook says, we came to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is what? Ashpa, Toiv, Kedusha, Shalat, Chemda, Ziva, Chvoida, Kedusha, Misefarta. And all of this, he says, Zdavke, Lepchusim, Vegasim. All of the idealism, has been left, Davka to who? Who are the ones that are taking over all of the idealism and all of the ruach? Davki says, Chusim and Gasim. And we hold, Echzaktim Zatzmeinu. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat's like this. It goes back to the beginning of the sentence. It's wrong. Echzaktim Zatzmeinu. We still hold ourselves, despite all of the Kiddush and all that we have in Eretz Yisrael, we still hold ourselves, Davke L'Pchusim Agasim, I think that's the truth. We hold ourselves, despite all that Hashem has given us here in Eretz Yisrael, and all the gifts that are available to us now, in Kiddush and all of this, we still look at ourselves, Echzakna Zatzmeinu, it continues at the end, Davke L'Pchusim Agasim. Yeah. We see ourselves still as what? Pchusim Agasim. The other thing is also true about the idealism, but that's not what he's saying. Davke l'pchusim v'gasim. With all of this, we hold ourselves to be pchusim v'gasim. Nobodies. Worthless nobodies. Pchusim v'gasim. You remember, recently I mentioned this too. Remember that years ago there was this television show, The Beverly Hillbillies. I remember. So you had this chevra that came, this family that came from someplace in the Appalachians, from the lowest and lowest places, the poorest people in whole America, and they became rich and they moved to Beverly Hills. And this was a very popular show in the 60s, and they moved to Beverly Hills, and all the hanhagas are still with the same chises. They wear the same clothing. They go in the same levusha, and even the way that they do things, even though they have now, let's say, a dishwasher, they have this, they'll still go outside and like have water outside and do like they did back in the mountains. So you say, you're ready in a place of oisha, in a place of wealth, you're in a place of wealth. But you're still standing there hacking like a laundry, you know, by the way that you did when you were living in the mountains. With the Hicks, you're ready. You're in Beverly Hills, the Chabesser Mensch. Are you going still with the old Hanhagas of what it was like when you were poor? So Rav Kook says, we're rich. We struck oil. Black gold. What's the next sentence?
Texas tea.
So we became rich. We left. That's enough. We have to go on. I know the rest of it too. We became rich. We became rich. We were in Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha, Or, Teferis, Eretz Chemda, Ziva, Chvoida, Alles, everything. And we're still standing around like the Beverly Hillbillies, like it was in the Appalachians. There's still Kleine Kepelech and the smallness and pettiness. This was killing Rav Kook. He saw Eretz Yisrael, his arrival in Eretz Yisrael. He saw it as the most cataclysmic, earth-shaking event in his life. He saw everything open up before him, like Shemayim and Aretz. And he left Russia behind. And all of the ugliness and smallness of Russia and all of that, that we had to act a certain way to try to somehow manage with the Tsar. He left all of that behind. He came to Yerushalayim. And he discovered that the city is still filled with people who are living with Russians. That we live amongst ourselves, like the way we live with the Cossacks. Also, U.S. Einish and smallness, chisis, nothing in our own eyes. She'enim ruyim ve'enim chayovim l'sroimim me'al liyiris o'en l'shashvelu. We don't see ourselves as with any kind of an achrayis, any kind of a chiyuv to lift ourselves higher than yiris o'en l'shashvelu, than this low madreg of yiris o'en l'sh. That's why you're still here, this talking, this is the main talk of how to get kids to keep Torah mitzvahs. This is also yiris o'en l'sh. It's changing slowly it's changing, but it's still shiflus and yiris o'en l'sh and so on. And then on top of that, even when you go among the Chassidim, and even when you go among the Sfaradim, Jews who are never ever embarrassed of Pnimius HaTorah, Jews who were raised in the world of Pnimius HaTorah also Pchises and Shiflus and Yiras Ha'oinish. That's how is it possible that Dafka those Jews who are not afraid of the Zohar Kodesh haven't become suntanned by the light of the Zohar Kodesh, but also everything Yiras Ha'oinish. The strap. V'rakit tzricha l'malei says kol chug chai haruach shalom. This is what fills our whole chai haruach, the life of our spirit. Yiras ha'oinish. It's called asviva shazikukenu l'torah l'mitzvos liyirav avayda. Our entire sviva, our entire environment of Torah mitzvos. Yir and Avayit, it's all this same thing. Yiras Ha'oinish here in Yerushalayim. Here also. V'lu ha'inu b'em is kol kach shveilim. And if it were true, we were so low. Sh'oz ha'madrega p'chus ha'azoy is ho'isim ha'spekis lanu. If we were on such a low madrega, and we were like the first group that he described as people who are very coarse and unrefined and small-minded, even if it was true that we, God forbid, that we were such shveilim, and therefore Yiras Ha'oinish, Sh'oz HaMadrega B'chus HaZoy Ha'isim HaSpekis would be enough for us to be religious just from fear of punishment. Let's say, in other words, if we were talking such low people, then Lo Hayinu L'Chalapachas Soyvlim Yizekas HaMachayim, then it wouldn't bother us so much. Just like these people that they take off the earrings and they don't get sick over the fact that they're shveilim. They don't get sick over the fact that someone yells at them and tells them that you're going to burn for a million years because of your ears. It doesn't bother. They don't. They get scared and they change and they go on living and they're happy. Our problem, Rav Kook says, our problem is like this. If we were talking to be low people, if we would be low people, then years and years would be enough. And then we wouldn't go around all the time depressed and ungeblusen and suffering with all kinds of pain and emotional problems. The problem is, he says, that we're not low people. We're very great people. If we would be low people, then Yiras Ha'oinish wouldn't bother us. Then the kid wouldn't go off the derech after hearing his Rebbe ranting and raving for 10 years about Gehanim. He wouldn't go off the derech from it. He would be on the derech. And not only that, he wouldn't be miserable and broken from his experience in yeshiva. The problem is that it's not like that. We're not really low people. But we're hearing the discourse that belongs to low people. We're being treated like low people. We're exposed to a Yiddishkeit that appeals to people who are stupid, uneducated, coarse, and unrefined, and small-minded. But inside of you, there are bigger things going on. So there's a clash between those two worlds. So you're miserable. Yesurim pnimim v'cheshkes leiv. Deep inner pain and a darkness of the heart. Ki ha-nefesh ha-gasa eina margeshes kol kach b'dakusum shal rishom ha-tziyurim. Listen, if you would be just a gas ruach, if you would be some unrefined peasant, you wouldn't be in that place of emotions and thinking and trying to figure out your life and who you are. You'd be just like a happy peasant. You meet people like that. They don't go through this whole like deep immersion, emotional turmoil, not in their own lives, not in their marriages. Doesn't take much to please them, doesn't take much to motivate them. But if you're a big person and someone sticks you onto the assembly line and you spend your whole life putting this piece onto this piece, for 80 years you're doing this, you go out of your mind. So this is what Cook says, this is the matzav that we're in. Come to HSL, we're great people, we have neshamas that are we're not pchusim, and we only allow ourselves the Torah that of Yos Einish, of this Torah of that's really for children. For children and for small people. And again, it works for some people. Rav Kook said, say that. The guy with the earrings, he takes them off and he goes about his business and he's happy. He's not thinking about some, you know, deeper things and conflicts and so fine. Because these people, he says, Eina Mageshes Kol Kach B'Dakusum Shal Rishomat Siurim. They don't feel the dakas, the subtleties of these Rishomim Hatsiurim, of these impressions of the soul. They don't feel the subtleties of that. It's meat and potatoes. The Yiddishkeit is just meat and potatoes. The whole life is like that, meat and potatoes. It's not like he sits with his wife and he says, what have we accomplished in our lives? What happened to us now? It doesn't live like that. It's not asking the big questions. It's not looking for big answers. Stop. He lives. And he's happy. They have one to eat and so on. And they're happy. Then you take a Jew and you stick him into some kind of a mansion. He's got a golf course in his backyard and he's miserable. And you bring him all the Madani Olam, all the delicacies of this world. Va'nefesh lo yisamale. And the soul is not filled. He's got a big soul to fill. It's very hard to fill a big soul with a couple of websites and tchotchkelech, you know, and a golf course. It's very hard to fill a soul with stuff like that. It doesn't get filled. V'nefesh lo samala. Einim is behelis kol kach ma'afilosan. A person who's unsophisticated, uncomplicated, a person who doesn't have these edle hegeshim feelings, doesn't bother him. The darkness of his existence doesn't get to him. It just doesn't get to him. Einim is yeshes miribui habalahoyis shalem. And this person's soul is not misyayish from the bewilderment of things, from what's going on. So not asking the big questions. Even Tov and Ra, good and evil, right, Tzadik himself, Rabbi Rishoyim have a good, he doesn't torment himself with any of this stuff. So all of the tumult of life doesn't get to this guy. He just does his job and he tries to keep the mitzvahs and to provide and so on. Therefore, this person, this more unsophisticated and simple person, a lower person, it befits him to use the midah of using images and concepts that are frightening and intimidating. Frightening and intimidating. If you don't keep Taras Mishpacha, all your children are going to be blind and handicapped. Yeah, that's all. That'll work for a lot of people. Toldoseim shel harchov is Yiras Einish. All of these are the toldos, of course, of Yiras Einish. To frighten and to intimidate. It's Yiras Einish. For those people, it's good. That's their language. They understand that. They relate to that. You start to say other, like deeper things, they don't get that at all. That's not gonna do it for them. You start to say over Svasamas or something. Kadesha Tosa al Yodam me'ovel. But if you use the Yiras Einish, that will prevent these people from getting involved in ovel, you know, in bad things, in aveiros, and not to descend to become like animals. They'll be afraid to get punished. Don't want to become somebody that's going to get punished. Lo kein, however, this is not the case. Imhanafoshus ha'adinais. This is not how it works. Imhanafoshus ha'adinais, with souls that are more delicate, that are more Edel, Hamasugalos lechachma v'das kadoshim, that have the ability to absorb chachma and das, of holiness. Hatsiyurim shalham hinam rechavim v'chadim. These people need to have tsiyurim, again, images, pictures painted for them that are what? Rechavim v'chadim, expansive and sharp. Hanefesh regilu l'espoil l'slahiv mikol chizoyin ruchani. The soul of such a person is misspoiled, becomes misspoiled, is excited and inflamed from some spiritual vision, some spiritual experience. The meat and potatoes is not going to do with him. He'd like to have his supper, but that's not what fills his soul. That fills his stomach. There are certain people, when they have the meat and potatoes, it fills them, I know it sounds strange, but it fills them spiritually. If they could sit back after the Shabbos meal and give a big fleishige mahadrin and a mahadrin greps, you'll excuse me, they could let loose and feel that they had a Shabbos meal that was kedai. If it was also a nice zmiris, and it was also that the kid said something from the parasha for 2 or 3 minutes, he's a happy camper. And he can go to Long 20 thinking that his Shabbos is a Shabbos. This is the Shabbos of the Baal Shem Tov. He can go like that. As long as his stomach is full, he's full. What about the Zmiris and about the Torah? That's just a little bit extra stuff. You know, we'll get it over with. The Zmiris and the main thing is, of course, the salads, the fish, the soup, and everything else. That's the main, all the main stuff. And then the Shabbos, of course, a little bit, say something Yankee. A little song. But the main thing is that the stomach is full. Then there are other people. It makes no difference how much you fill their stomachs. They feel empty. There are people like that. There are a lot of people like that. No matter how much you fill the stomach, they feel empty. Because there's something else that they're looking for. Chusha atziyur lehispateach harbe. Aidei ribu ha'esek shal halimud ve'etztayru shal ha'machshavi v'higoyin. These are people who need more and more to learn on a deeper level, to open up by more and more learning and using more and deeper thoughts. What happens when instead of the light in which a person should be sitting, this person who's roi for this, who's he needs to be in such a light, with the light, translate these things. With great exalted thoughts, that sweeten the zeharin with their light, the or haemes, the radiance of the light of truth, and that pours upon these people. This is what they need. This is what gives them the joy of sustenance and life. As I said, not the food that fills the belly, that doesn't sustain them. These people are not sustained by the stuff in the supermarket. These are people who need to have the chachmas and deyas and yanis and esgobas, ma'avnis and so on. Chachmas ha'emes, pnimiyas. In Tachas Eila, if instead of giving these people who are roi for this, these are not, again, we're not talking about unsophisticated, simple, small-minded people. So if you give these great people, in Tachas Eila, Yazgiru Oyse Rak Bechug, Shel Tziurim Haboim Rak Mitach Yiris Oynish Levadim, if you close them up in a circle that provides them only with what? Images of Yiras Oynish, that's it. Yaviu Aisa Lidei Dichtuch Noira. These people fall into a place of Dichtuch Noira, being crushed, depression, and sadness, and boredom, and so on. All that we're talking about. Lidei Hisbatlus V'chalishus. Hisbatlus V'chalishus. To become worthless and weak. Ivaron v'shiamum, blindness and boredom, meaning blind to to the deeper and richer and more beautiful things in life. Just become, you just let go, just give it up. See, the simple people were in the place of very, very big katnus, small. So they don't descend into depression. They're happy because they're limited. And for them, your sinus could work as well. But if you have that feeling of unlimitedness and that emptiness that comes with it, that no matter what you try to fill it with all the narishkeit of this world, and you don't serve such a soul with a healthy helping of pneumias, then you're going to have a depressed and broken person, a person who's bored and lost. I think this is an accurate description of what we're living through. Of course, and the contrast with those who are trying to change it, which Baruch Hashem, there's much of that as well. Achakol pirche kishvanaseha yivalu. Till all of those natural kishvanas, all of the flowers of that person's great talents and skills, they all wither. They wither and dry up. The dark of Achaim Yimali Rak Choshech Upchadim, and his whole path of life is filled only with darkness and fear. His Moigigus Uva also means weakness and fear. Umatzav Kazeh, such a matzav, Ma Yuchal Lahoil, what can help? What could you do for such a matzav? How can you change that matzav? Somebody was telling me yesterday, he works in an office, a very firm, wonderful guy, he works in an office, and he's been working on the couple of guys, the frum people in the office, and a couple of chevra that are over there in that circle that are not frum, two Jewish guys that are not frum. They're not frum. And this guy has been, for years, working to try to speak to them and to invite them for Shabbos and so on, trying. And he shows them different things, talks to them. Until finally, after years, these two guys decided that they were going to go. It was a very, very, very big step on their part. They decided they're going to go to Mincha. The firm has Mincha. They're Jews. They're from people. They have a Mincha. These two guys were not from. They brought from home yarmulkes. This is a great thing, no? They brought yarmulkes, and they got something, I guess, with a siddur, the English. And they decide that for the first time, maybe in their lives, they're going to go to Daven Mincha with the rest of the other frum guys. You can imagine the pride that this person was feeling. So long he's trying, and that they actually had the courage, and they put on yarmulkes because they came to him. So he says, they come into the room there, and this guy goes over to them and says, oh, ho, 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 look who became frum all of a sudden. Like that. Oh, look who became frum. And the guy told me, he was like watching this. Al Eila Mi Bachia. What happened? How could a Jew do that? How small can a person become? How tiny can a person be? Not to see the greatness of a Jew and the courage of a Jew to do that, to walk in where everybody's different and he's trying and he put on a yarmulke and he came in and to give the biggest chizuk and to give him the biggest hug. Oh, frum, you became frum. And then him with his other guys, they like to give each other the elbows. So they're all like, look at these guys, look at the guys that came to Daven. Look who's here to Daven. How do you, so, Matzav Kezeh Ma Yuchal Lo'il. What do we do? And what of Kook was, what was for him the hardest thing was that in Eretz Yisrael also, in Yerushalayim also. And you know that Rav Kook was surrounded by smallness. Surrounded by smallness. Eilu Dvarim Chashuvim El HaKlal. What I just spoke about is important for everybody. Vela Prat, for the Klal, and for the Prat of each individual. Tuchalaseis Nefesh Medukam Humemes. Because Rav Kook says that we understand that this has brought about the reality of many souls that are depressed and that are lost, bewildered. Kazayis matzav nafshi tamidi shel zmoigus v'shel dakus nefraza hu atzma tchunu shel ha-shiflus ha-Bahamas. This complete state of depression and being crushed, this is the shiflus of ha-Bahamas. This is the shiflus of animals. She'anu chayav m'lesrachi v'imena. We must distance ourselves from this. L'shroimim aleha. To rise above it. Hayidei hashpas oyra shel Torah. And there's only one way. Hashpas oyra shel Torah. The influence of the light of Torah. The deeper light of Torah. Hayidei hachavas deya v'seichel taiv. Hachavas deya, expanding our thoughts, our minds, v'seichel taiv. And seichel taiv is the only way for us to be able to overcome this. And Mr. Shem, next Erev Shabbos will continue with the Sefer.